from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so yesterday marked 8 Sundays away, so we're down to 7. 7 with our list. Mac Morey, our producer, has come up with 7 as his key number today ahead of the start of football season. What's our question involving 7 today?
Last week we did the 8 division winners out of each conference. This week I decided we will do the 7 playoff teams out of each conference. So if the listeners are trying to keep us consistent, they'll pay attention to our division winners from last week.
I hope I remember mine. Yeah. That was a week ago.
I was not here, so I don't have that problem.
True.
Yeah, you're
true.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure I picked these teams, but you won't have to hold me to it much longer, so that's fine.
I don't have it in any particular order, seeding-wise, but I got my 7 teams.
I got 7 teams in each conference. I kind of did my division winners and then the 3 wild cards after that. I've got my division winners. I don't know how much different they are than what you guys have. I've got the Chiefs, Baltimore, Houston, and Buffalo as all the division winners.
Buffalo too.
I thought maybe Buffalo winning the division.
I thought maybe you wouldn't have Buffalo. I have Buffalo as well, but I'm kind of bullish on. I don't trust Miami or the Jets.
Well, I don't even have Miami making the playoffs this year.
And then the Bills. Wow. The Bills. I'm like, okay. I know that they got some things to overcome, including their schedule, which we kind of went over last week. Do you know the beginning part of their schedule, Bob?
Who, the Bills?
The Bills.
No.
They start with the Cardinals.
Okay.
Say what you will. That should be an L, whatever.
That should be an L.
Oh, that's where you win. I'm sorry. It should be L for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So Cardinals, some people believe in the Cardinals. I would not say them going to Buffalo on opening day would, but if they had pulled the upset, whatever. At Dolphins, home to Jags, at Ravens, at Texans, at Jets.
That schedule sucks, man. That's a schedule
that's
for Buffalo right
weeks.
There. My God.
Isn't that rough?
That is a rough go, man.
You get everybody like, boom, 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 boom. Let's find out who you are right now.
Yeah.
So they could put themselves in a real bad spot.
But all those other teams are looking and going, we got to play the Bills too.
Yeah.
Like we always look at it from the perspective of, wow, these teams could be good, and not realizing, hey, you know what? Buffalo's still a good team led by a good quarterback.
I didn't think you would. I thought you would slam the door on the Buffalo Bills.
No, but the biggest reason why I'm taking Buffalo is I don't trust the rest of the division.
Gotcha.
New England is dog poo. We all know that. So nobody's counting on them to be anything. I think Miami's going to implode right before our eyes. And I do have the Jets as a wild card team because I love their defense so much, right? And I think they're going to overcome Paul Hackett's kid, Nate, and Robert Saleh, and all that kind of stuff. And look, Aaron Rodgers, as long as he plays, is still a pretty good quarterback. So I've got the Jets as a wild card team. I've got Pittsburgh as a wild card team. And I've got Cincinnati as a wild card team.
Okay. So you've got 3 teams from the AFC North. Cleveland, not one of them.
Not one of them. Wow. I am not a buyer in Cleveland. Never will be. Never have been. They're a fraud.
Okay.
See, I've got Cleveland and Miami in the playoffs.
You got Cleveland and Miami.
Yeah, I got Miami in the division winner. Yeah.
See, I just
Buffalo for me.
I think it's going to go bad for Miami, and it's going to get out of control, and they're just all going to melt down. I just think that's coming, especially with Tua being a free agent after this season. Like, I just think that has meltdown written all over it.
So I have, Kansas City, Houston, Baltimore, Buffalo, same division winners. I do have Miami, the Jets, and Cincinnati.
Okay.
As my wild cards.
All right.
So just two out of the north. I have three coming from the east, one each from the south and west.
The AFC is loaded again, guys. It's crazy. I don't know. Like, looking at who I wanted to put Jacksonville in the playoffs. You could make the case for Miami to be in the playoffs. You could make the case for the Browns to be in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a loaded again AFC. The NFC, I thought, was a lot easier for me to predict who was going to make the playoffs because there are so many teams that aren't going to make the playoffs in the NFC. So I've got Dallas, Tampa, San Francisco, and Detroit as my four division winners.
I have totally different ones.
Really? Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, all right. So, and then I've got Green Bay, the Rams, and Philadelphia as my wild cards.
We might have the same total teams, but different order.
Yeah.
I'm taking Philly to win the East. I like that their city hates them and they're predicting doom.
I saw a tweet this morning, talking about Nick Sirianni and how he's in a better headspace this year because he's not coming off a Super Bowl loss and all this other nonsense.
They got Coach Dom figured out. He's a coach now. We won't get into trouble there. Yep. Jalen Hurts is a good enough quarterback. Stop pining for others. So I'm taking Philly to win that division, which is kind of crazy. I do have Detroit to win. I'm taking Atlanta in the South.
Oh, look at you. Really? All right.
Atlanta in the South. I think Kirk Cousins has won me over yet again. And if not, they're going to go to another quarterback I like. So I'm like, I like both of their quarterbacks. So,
right.
And then San Francisco, although I don't think they're going to make it out of the NFC this year, I do have them winning the division over the Rams, who I do have as a wild card. I'm watching out for the Rams in the postseason, though. Rams, Cowboys, Packers, my wild card team.
Okay, I think the only team that we have different is you have Atlanta, I have Tampa.
And then, yes, I will not have two people out of that division.
No. What do you have, Mac?
Yeah, I should probably change that. Yeah, I've got Bucks in and Falcons in. Yeah, I should change that. There's no way two teams from the South make it. I've got 49ers, Packers, Eagles, Falcons as the division winners. Then, Bucks, Rams, and Lions. You guys already know Packers are the one seed. Jordan Love's the MVP. They're in the Super Bowl in the NFC.
You're in on the Packers this year.
Super Bowl.
Packers, Chiefs, finally. Super Bowl. Yeah, going back to Super Bowl. Right. Finally. And then,
finally get that Rodgers-Mahomes matchup when it matters most, right?
Yeah. That's right.
And in the AFC, both of you guys did have Bengals in the playoffs.
Yeah. You don't?
I do not.
Wow.
Okay. Why?
I think that defense is horrendous.
Okay. That's a good point.
I think the offense was actually pretty solid after Jake Browning was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to that game in Kansas City when we played him, and he was pretty solid. He was actually pretty good the whole year. They were top 15 in pretty much every advanced statistic offensively. It was that defense that was terrible, and I don't see that changing. I mean, roster-wise, it didn't get any better. Yeah, you've got Lou Anarumo, who's one of the best defensive coordinators, but I don't think that saves you for a whole 17-game season. Mm-hmm. And that offensive line's not good either.
Orlando Brown?
T. Higgins got some incentive, though.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
He's going to be playing under the tag.
He's playing under the tag, Is that incentive or is that reason to mope?
Well, it should be incentive. Right. Depends how you use it. I think it should be incentive.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting paid a nice amount of money, but you get to go kick ass and get a big contract from somebody else.
Yeah.
That should be incentive. Well, whether you play it that way, that's up to you.
Right, exactly.
I think the tag was supposed to have that kind of incentive for you.
But it hasn't.
It has not.
People look at that tag as they're getting screwed.
Yeah.
And so I think you're right. You're getting a nice chunk of change to play 1 year. It's all guaranteed. And if you go out and play well, somebody will pay you this offseason.
So we don't have any real, like, crazy teams to come out of things. You know what I mean? Like, I was really chalky in the AFC. And then the NFC, I don't think was a big deal swapping anybody out of the South. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
I don't find that there's a this year's maybe Lions. You know, one of those teams comes out of nowhere and does it, or last year's Houston. I don't really see that this year for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, because the Jets would be the team to come, but they're not coming out of nowhere. Like, we did it all last season, and Rodgers got hurt. So.
Right. What about the Indianapolis Colts?
Oh.
Intriguing, for sure. I think they have a pretty good roster.
Mm-hmm.
They've drafted well.
Mm-hmm.
If the quarterback isn't... or plays,
is
healthy,
right,
and shows he can play, they got a chance.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of your surprise team.
Yes. And then I would have to, I don't know who I'm bumping out though, at this point. Maybe it is. I just can't bump Cincinnati.
I can't because I look at your quarterback, man. Like he's legit. I know he got a haircut and everybody's losing their minds over it, but he as long as you have a top level quarterback in this league, you're going to have the opportunity to be in the playoffs because a top level quarterback like a Patrick Mahomes, like a Joe Burrow, a Josh Allen, they can cover up a lot of mistakes that are made both by offensive players, head coaches, and defensive players. Like they do a really good job of covering up a stench a lot of the times. And I think CJ Stroud is starting to become part of that category as well as one of those top quarterbacks that you can look at and say, okay, because he's under center, I have an opportunity to be very successful. And so I think Baltimore is the same way until you get to the playoffs for whatever reason. Lamar hasn't shown that he can win, you know, in the postseason. And I like Pittsburgh because I'm a Mike Tomlin fan. And until he's not coaching anymore, I'm going to look at him as the second best coach in the NFL.
I get it. And yeah, somebody said, well, you picked Atlanta. Wouldn't that be the team? I think they're going 9-8 and winning that division. Like, you know what I mean? Like
bad division. No one, yeah.
It's just a bad, just a, Give me a different out of that division right. that gets wiped out in the first round.
And they just spent $200 million on a quarterback. So
yeah, they did. And Kirk Cousins, look, he's a good quarterback. Yeah. He'll get you, you know, 10-6, 11-5 type records every single year. He's not going to light the world on fire, but you're going to win some games, you know, with Kirk Cousins. You probably won't win much in the postseason, but this was who's going to get into the postseason. And if you pick Atlanta because they went and got Kirk Cousins and finally got a quarterback to add to that defense and to add to their skill position players, yeah, I can definitely see Atlanta, you know, making it into the postseason. None of us picked Chicago to make it into the playoffs. And I'm just looking up at ESPN right now, 4 days till training camp, and they have the Bears logo up there. Why are we not picking Chicago? Because for me, it's all about the turmoil that went on there last year. It's about the head coach who I don't believe in right now. And you're asking a rookie quarterback to come in and save a franchise that's been looking for its savior for really the entire time that this has been a franchise.
Plus, he's looking kind of lumpy. 610 Sports Radio, KCS. SP Kansas City, WDF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station.
I'm just not a fan of a quarterback who cries to his mom after a college game.
He's got the Mahomes dad bod already going, doesn't he?
Yeah, well.
Doesn't he? I'm just, I'll let that one happen if it happens. I think they got some good pieces. Happening. I just don't think it's happening in year one.
Yeah, I don't think
good things
is.
Are not happening for Chicago. Come on.
Yeah.
Playoffs, maybe not, but Caleb's going to be amazing.
I don't know that he is. I just don't know. I'm not willing to say, like, I saw a list where somebody had him as a top
he's
five.
Amazing. And you have the Packers winning the division, and you believe the Lions are in it. I mean,
yeah. Do you have the whole division making the playoffs?
Amazing for a rookie quarterback year one. If they win 8 games in a loaded division and Caleb Williams throws for 3,800 yards, I mean, that's a damn good season.
That's amazing if they win 8 games?
For Chicago in year one, that's pretty good.
I don't know,
We've
man.
Had amazing, Mac.
All right, yeah. Fair. You're right.
We've had it's not amazing. That's not amazing.
No.
you're right. It's not 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns.
I think there's just a narrative out there that everybody wants the Bears and Caleb Williams to be the next coming of Patrick Mahomes. And again, that's where you find problems in sports. When you start to put these tags on players that haven't accomplished anything yet. And that's where we are with Caleb Williams. I've heard he's the next Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes, the expectations are supposed to be very high, you know, for him. Bart Scott's talking Chiefs. There's a chance he says something stupid, so be looking for that right now. There's
he thinks they're gonna three-peat, so.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, so really? All right. Because didn't Bart Scott like 2 years ago like rip the Chiefs and say they stunk? We're gonna make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Just making sure. I feel like we're being force-fed that the Bears are going to have success, and I just don't really care for that, you know. Mantra.
And you, I think amazing is a little much.
Amazing's too much.
Okay,
fair.
Especially because you have your NFC winner coming from that division.
And I'll
you,
pull
and,
back.
And you do believe in the Lions, right?
I like the Lions.
To be a playoff team.
They're a playoff whatever. Team. Yeah, playoff team.
So
I like
the
them.
Other guy probably
right.
doesn't have room to be amazing in that
right.
division.
You're
but
right.
maybe.
Really
maybe.
Impressive.
But
really fun.
Do they find themselves picking 9th or 10th or maybe? That would be a successful season.
If they go over 500 and are around until the end of the season and Caleb Williams has a nice...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Year, yeah,
or that's, nine, around there, yeah. Around 500. That'd probably be a successful year for them.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.